Yeah.
What the fuck you think I'm working for? My whole life. I had my dad come in here and a few of the guys we were gigging with. We did a little interview, and like somebody mentioned, like, yeah, it's funny, you know, when Kevin Sabo plays, we seem to smell more weed in the building than usually. And my dad's like, oh, we're gonna have to cut that out, right? We can't say that on the air, right? I'm like, much of an ego, but it is going to kind of suck after playing that stage, going back to playing bars and everything, but that's the way everybody feels when they play Toads. It was great.
I would have come if the weather didn't suck so bad.
No, it was alright. That hurt us a little bit, the weather. But it was cool. The owner was like, no, I know how this works. You know, he says, you know, in this business we say rain is as bad as snow. He's like, I get these guys on a freaking summer night when it's dry and shit. We put them on late. They'll be great. We'll have them back.
That's all they care about. Yep. Bringing in that green.
You know what's fucked up that I heard about Toad's Place is that I heard that they'll take you know, if you bring in, say you bring in, you know, like 90 people, they'll throw away like 30, 40 of the tickets that you brought in and be like, yeah, you did good, you know, and they'll give you another number. You know, like you bring in 100 people, they'd be like, yeah, you brought in, you know, 165 people. They'd be like, yeah, you brought in about 90 people. You did good. And then they pay you based on that.
Scammers. Scammers.
Microphone check.
All right.
That happened. Hello, hello, hello. Here I am. All right, I just got to set this damn thing up. Hello, peeps. How are you? Hope you're coming in. Check us out. I know it's a little different time. Wait, I think I got the volume. Move it up a little. There we go. All right, TIS, truth is scary. Life is scary.
It is.
The Matrix is scary. Nothing's really scary, actually.
Okay, what's going on, everybody? You're tuned back into the Red Pill Podcast of TruthIsScary.com. I'm Kevin Sabo with Kev Rock Entertainment, back with Joseph Peterson, and we're doing our little year wrap-up of the alternative media news this year, right?
I can't wait to wrap up this year. I gotta tell you, man, it's been quite a hell of a year if you really look back at it.
Yeah, and it's been a good year for those in power going further in their agenda.
It has, but we've had some victories, some small victories, I gotta tell you,
yeah,
with the awareness of people. So, I mean, it's give and take. They've gotten more than we have, I will say.
Yeah,
but hey, you know what? It's, you know, it's going to be that way. So, I mean, before we start this wrap up, did you see the new Star Wars movie?
No, I didn't. Did you?
Yes, I did.
Did you
dig
it? I
finally saw it last night. No, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
Well, look, I thought it was good.
I was just thinking that. I mean, I couldn't tell if people were saying like 10 out of 10 just because they're diehard Star Wars fans or not. How about the message behind it?
You know, I got, there really wasn't that much.
Not even with a title like The Force Awakens.
Yeah, well, I mean, they threw some hints in there. There has been an awakening, you know, and all that. There's not much symbolism in there that I could really pull out,
right.
You know, not much eyes around or, you know what I mean? Not a lot of that.
Some of the numbers, I'm sure, were symbolic, but I'd have to look through it again.
Yeah.
But to me, it was done in the spirit of the originals, mm-hmm. not in the spirit of the prequels, which was a little bit more dark.
Yeah.
This thing looked and felt more like the originals in the tone of the humor and the way, I mean, I guess Lucas in the first three, you know, everything kind of fit in. It was very contrived, very storybook kind of, you know what I mean? It had a storybook kind of feel to it, whereas the prequels were a bit more dark.
Right.
So this had a dark feel to it. But it wasn't as dark as the prequels, and it was done more in the spirit of the three originals, which I did like.
And Luke's in it?
He's in it only for a little. And I don't care. I'm going to talk spoilers now because if you... I'm sorry, Kevin. There's just a couple of parts.
Don't tell me who died.
If you don't know by now, if you haven't been on the internet and you don't know who died by now, or if you can't figure it out, then there's something wrong with you, Kevin.
Is it somebody from the originals, though?
Come on.
Fuck, man. All right. Anyway. Fine.
Anyway, I won't give it away, but anyway, first thing, I hated Kylo Ren, the fucking villain.
Yeah, you didn't like him?
Because he was a pussy.
Okay.
He was a fucking pussy. First of all, they unmasked him twice in the movie. They didn't need to unmask him twice.
Yeah.
If they were going to unmask him at all, there was only one time they needed to unmask him, and that was towards the end.
Right. Like usual.
Yeah, but this time they did it too early. And when they did do it, dude, he looked like a pussy. He just looked like a geek who was, you know what I mean, out for revenge. Almost like what you'd see on a Disney Channel kind of villain.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Ha 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 ha. You know what I mean? Or one of those spy kids type of.
Oh, really?
Well, not that, but he just looked like a pussy, like a modern day villain. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Yeah.
You know, in the vein of Twilight.
Right, right. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
He just looked like a pussy and he was all emo. Like he almost cried when he did the deed that he did at the end. And he was, you know, already a tormented soul in the first one. Yeah. You know what I mean? Already having conflicts. Now, I'm hoping that leads him to be even more evil in mm-hmm. the next one because through the events that happened, it should.
Right.
If you follow it, you know, he should be even more. But he just was not evil enough. Mm-hmm. He was a pussy. And he was a fuck up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could tell he was like too emotional and he had rage issues. You know, he was no Darth Vader. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
And I did not like him. I did not like the character of Kylo Ren. I do like the new characters they brought in. I like the girl a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Princess Leia was kind of dull. You know, and I hope they'd give her a little more in the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Luke, you don't see much of Luke. He's in it, but you really don't see much of him. But he's a big part of the story. Do you know what I mean? The whole story is about finding Luke.
Huh.
You know, I mean, that I'm sure you knew. But
okay.
It's about finding Luke. You know, Luke disappeared. And, you know, it's a whole deal. But if you don't want to know anything, I won't tell you.
No, that's fine.
But for me, it was okay. It was good. I'll see the next one, which is okay, which means it was fine with me. Because, you know, usually if I go see the first one, and I'm not interested, I won't see the rest of them.
Yeah.
You know, I did that with, like, Lord of the Rings and a lot of these ones that they kept doing and doing and doing. I would see the first one. I was like, nah, I'm not going to bother.
Yeah.
But this one I will. I'll see where they're going to go.
But as far as the storyline and the way it reflects our world and, like, the other films, it's not so much there in that respect?
It's the New World Order. It's there.
Yeah.
But it's not... There's nothing new there. Do you know what I mean? It's just the New World Order. They've just come back. It's the Empire back again.
Okay.
You know, they don't explain it. They have a bigger Death Star now. You know, it's like instead of a Death Star, they turned a whole planet into a weapon.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool.
That is pretty cool.
But it's the same thing as the original. They have to destroy it. You know what I mean? The whole thing.
Yeah.
So that I felt was a little
contrived. Is this next trilogy, judging on the first one, does it seem kind of like unnecessary? Like here, now we're just going into sequels. Whereas even though the prequels were kind of shitty or the first two were,
at least they
like,
told the story,
still the story all came together.
What's going to save it, at least for me, is where they go with Luke and Leia and that whole story.
Yeah.
Now that they found Luke, and Leia is the general. You know, she's the boss.
Yeah.
So you know the two of them are going to reunite. You know the girl is somehow related to Luke. Mm-hmm. I think it's his daughter. I'm not sure. But then again, Jedis aren't supposed to bang chicks. No. But I don't know how you get more Jedis if they aren't allowed to bang.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? You know, wasn't that like what Anakin drove him to the dark side was because he got fell in love
for a woman. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know how Luke could have had a kid because they're not supposed to do that. But then again, he did run away from the Jedi. So maybe he banged somebody. I don't know. Right. I don't know how the Sith had kids, you know?
Yeah.
They never talked about chicks either. You would think the Sith, the bad guys, right? They're supposed to be like, you know, if they're representing the dark side, right?
Yeah.
Don't you think those motherfuckers should have been partying? Like, if you looked at the Empire ship, dude, there should have been chicks, like rituals.
Yeah, where's like the dark sexual sin type shit?
Right. You know? Yeah. Where's that part of the dark side? They never show that in this one.
Yeah.
Those Siths, right? They should be fucking banging. They should have orgies, drinking. Yeah. Right? Because that's, you know, that's like if the Sith represent the Empire and who they really are, right?
Yeah.
They only show them in their dun, 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 dun. They never show what they do. If they were anything like the real elite.
Yeah,
let's show the Sith.
The real elite. Yeah, well, it shows their plans for, you know, domination,
right,
and how they're going about that. But that is all that they show. That's true.
You know,
whereas the real elite, there's some crazy motherfuckers.
Right. You know? Let's see the Sith. Exactly. Let's see the Sith as passion drives the Sith. Well, where's their passion? Yeah. I don't see that. You know, what I mean? I don't see them partying it up, going nuts. You know what I mean? They should be. They really should be. If you're going to represent the dark side, you're not repping too well, boy.
No.
Where's the hoes? I mean, seriously. I see the Jedi, and they're like the monks, you know, whatever, fine. But the Sith, they're supposed to be just the opposite.
Yeah.
And really, they're not. They're just like evil Jedi.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, kind of. I'm looking forward to seeing it still. I still got to run out and see it.
I was trying
to check it out the other day, but I didn't have time.
Yeah, I mean, I figured you'd already have seen the spoiler. But yeah, if you don't, I won't tell you about it. So anyway, that's enough for Star Wars. Let's talk about this wonderful year of 2015.
Yeah, and can I just say real quick before we completely dive into that, I gotta say, I've been seeing a lot of alternative media posting these articles. Have you seen these articles that are like, oh, Obama charged in his crimes against against the public, and Hillary Clinton is going to be charged with this and that? Like, have you seen this? Like, none of the puppets, none of the people in any sort of power are being charged with any of their wrongdoings, because the people that would charge them are the people that are in on all of it.
These are fake. What they are, okay?
But
if you really read the article, though, it's like a group of people. Small group of people, like these fringe groups, okay, read it. And they put these lawsuits into court, frivolous lawsuits against Hillary and against Obama. There's tons of them out there. They never go anywhere.
But they are real.
Yeah, they're real, but they're stupid. They're these little groups. Nonprofits. I've seen those, and I used to look at them like I was going to print them. And then I would read them, and it's like, this is some fucking crazy group. You know, they did it about the Pope.
Okay.
They do it. It's some small little group, and they get together, and they put these lawsuits in, but they never go anywhere. They get thrown right out.
And rightfully so, but that isn't going to go anywhere. You know, it's like David Icke's talking about how he would file reports against the royal family. Like, who's going to listen to that? Like, we get it. It's fun. It works in your bit.
But it's not going to happen.
No.
No.
Okay.
So, yeah, don't listen to that shit.
I just was surprised. I saw that popping up everywhere. I'm like, yo, if any of these guys are being charged with anything, shit would have happened. Like, nobody's going to have that go through.
It's like, I read one, and I even printed this one because it was against Monsanto. Monsanto is being brought to trial.
Yeah.
For crimes against humanity. But you know where they're being brought to trial? In some little tiny country. You know what I mean? It's not a giant country.
Yeah.
It's some small little country, republic, sovereign country. And they're bringing Monsanto to trial because they tried to fuck with them.
Yeah.
That's what they do with little countries.
And that's not going to hold over.
No, they'll throw them out of their country, but what is that going to do? You know what I mean? It's not going to do anything in the world court. But look, what it does, okay, is it raises the awareness of these things to the public. Because the good thing is the public searches, and then they'll run into these stories. Let's be real. This is what has raised the awareness. Half of it is dumb luck. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Half of it is dumb luck from the public. They search the shit, and they come up with a story on GMOs, and then they'll follow. You know what I mean? I swear to God.
Yeah.
Half the people who are a small percentage, are doing it because of dumb luck. So these lawsuits and everything, they don't never get these people arrested, and they'll never put Monsanto out of business.
But the lawsuits themselves are real.
Yeah, they're real, but they don't mean anything.
Yeah.
But they at least put awareness out there to people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because some people who may not have been aware might stumble onto that story and read it, and you don't believe it.
Yeah.
So who knows? Or even if they don't believe it, at least it's put awareness out there.
Right.
About what GMOs are, whatever crimes Obama has done or whatever, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. So this year, where are we starting with this, man? This is...
I know there's so much crap, but I mean, there's a couple things that come to mind real quick. Something that was real big this year that kind of happened early in the year was the gay marriage legalization.
Right. That's right.
To me, we could start with that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So something big, really big that did happen in the U.S. Policy was the legalization of gay marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to me, that kind of almost offset some positive stuff. I mean, it made the gay people feel more welcome, and it, you know, it did a lot of positive things, I'm sure, for the gay community.
Right.
And for those who are more like, who are more minded to the diversity.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Now, but what it did, of course, was the other side of the coin created a ton of tension between the Christians and, you know, those hardline conservatives who don't believe in homosexuality and all that, which they knew it would do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they knew it was going to do that. Come on. You just can't, and they came out of the blue with that, if you remember. Nobody was expecting it, right? Did you hear of anything before they did it?
I didn't hear nothing of it. I just looked on the internet one day. Oh, look at this. They legalized gay marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it also created a great distraction for everything else they were able to pass while everyone was so thrilled about that.
Right. I mean, those are a few things we can talk about, the TPP and the different bills that they passed through this year without any issues, you know, that we were, you know, we were trying to fight, but they found their way around it.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, gay marriage was big. That was a huge, I think that was a catalyst for a lot of things that happened around the country this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of the Confederate flag, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had the Confederate flag. They banned the Confederate flag, basically. That all happened around the same time, right?
Yep.
And I guess that happened because of a mass shooting.
And they found the flag.
And they found the Confederate, right? Because he had a million guns or something. Yeah. They have 14 guns. So, I mean, if you, you know, so gay marriage was a huge one. I think that really shook up the country a lot.
It did.
It did. I think it really shook the fiber of the country, and this is what they want to do. All right? So so that's one. I think that was a big one. And, of course, the gay marriage thing also brought forth Caitlyn Jenner.
We
had her this year. Whatever the hell it is now.
Yeah.
And I've got to tell you, I remember in one of the podcasts I said, if I didn't know it was a guy, I think she was hot.
Yeah.
I need to tell you something. I seen an interview up close where they were showing her face.
Yeah.
Oh, she looks disgusting.
Yeah, she does.
Looks disgusting.
Or he, whatever.
It looks disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
I guess whatever shine it had when they first did it, it's starting to sag or fall or whatever. Because
Just photoshopped the shit out of him when he was on the cover. Now, it still looks like Bruce Jenner to me, just with long hair and tits. It's fucking
disgusting.
Strange.
It's disgusting. But anyway, that's all part of the gay agenda. We spoke about that. We did a whole podcast. But that moved along real well this year.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody and their brother is either gay, bi, or wants to cut their dick off or, you know, whatever. You know, it's just one of those things. They think it's... I think it's fun or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Now it's more accepted.
Yeah, completely.
So that was the first thing, gay marriage. I think that really shook the country up in a lot of ways. The second one that comes to mind for me is the emergence of the Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, yeah.
And the emerging police state, the police violence. I mean, I know Eric Garner was last year, but I do believe a lot of the violence and the riots that happened in Baltimore was all this year.
It progressed like a motherfucker.
Yeah, quickly.
Yeah, it really did.
Quickly. So we had that whole, the rise of the racial tension this year, I believe.
Yeah.
I mean, so we have the gay tension, you know what I mean, separating the country, and we have a lot of racial tension. And we also have the tension between the police and the civilians.
Yeah, all
together. And I don't even mean black civilians, I mean civilians.
All
together. All civilians.
Yeah.
All civilians versus the police.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think one thing that has come out, at least for me, with this whole Black Lives Matter, is that, yes, they are racist and they racial profile, and their response to that is not to be less racial, but to just expand the profiling to everybody.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, if you don't want us to be racist and you don't want us to profile just you because of your race, well, then we're just going to profile everybody.
Yeah.
And they've done that.
Mm-hmm.
They've gotten to the point where it's not just they're profiling a certain race or a certain type of person. They're profiling every civilian now as the enemy. As the enemy. Because they see that not only black people are following Black Lives Matter, but white people are supporting it. And all races are supporting it.
Yeah.
And all races are starting to see. And all people are starting to see, not just races. Why do I even say that? All people are starting to see, because of these videos coming out, the brutality of police. And how they're really incompetent and they're not doing their jobs properly.
No, not at all.
And that's another thing. Now, maybe some of these people stumble across these videos again because they're all over Facebook. But it's raising the awareness of what the police are really doing out there. I mean, how many incidents of police shootings did we have of unarmed teenagers and people this year? Tons.
I don't even know.
It was crazy. I can't even name them all. I really can't. But there's just one episode after another after another.
Yeah, for
after
a minute another. Early on in the year, it was like every other day there was a new one. Every other day, if not day by day.
Yeah.
And it was like, Jesus, again? You know, but, you know, for a moment there, it was specific cases, specific people. You know, you had, we had an incident here, and then a couple months later we had an incident there, and you remembered them by name and places because of that. And
but now you can't.
Yeah, now it was every fucking day.
Yeah.
It was all the time.
And it's still happening.
Yeah,
and but it also, you see people are filming it more. They're filming cops more in their you know, encounters with them, and how they're shooting pets.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? And how the way they treat people when they pull them over, whether they're black or white, you know, just for routine traffic stops.
Yeah,
I can tell you, I've been pulled over twice in the last year, and I have noticed a change in the attitude of cops. No, they are like, they're ready to shoot you, dude. They come to the window, and first of all, they don't come to the driver's side anymore. They come to the passenger side.
Went to the passenger
side? Yeah, they go to the passenger side. Now, I don't know why, and they make you open your window from the passenger side. They always have their hand on their fucking gun. Both times I got pulled over, they had their hand on their fucking gun, and they looking
really
at you. Real suspicious. Real suspicious. So, I mean, I noticed, and I used to get pulled over a lot when I was younger, and they weren't like that. They were not like, they are just, they're trained totally different now. So, yeah, that was another rise. This whole racial, Black Lives Matter, the whole racial tension between black, white, and then police as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? I think the black, white thing, I hope, will settle down, and it's going to end up being civilians, police.
Mm-hmm. That's the way it needs to be.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping a positive thing comes out of this, that we, you know, we start to realize that it's not just, like I said, we did a podcast, it's not just Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, people need to realize that.
We're all in this together.
Yeah, for all these sarcastic kids that used to say shit like, oh, I'm white, I live in a white neighborhood, I don't got to worry about police brutality, like, nah, and then the shit that I went through this year with the cops, like, said the complete opposite.
Yeah.
I had cops coming up to us and, you know, instead of showing their badge, you know, like, moving their coat, they would show us their gun first. Like,
yeah.
How do we even know you're a cop, dickhead? You show your fucking badge first.
Yeah. No, they don't want you to give their number out.
Yeah. Jesus, man.
Yeah, they are. They're douches. No, so that was another thing that I think we saw the rise of this year. Definitely came out to the forefront. Another thing is the rise of ISIS.
Yeah.
I mean, that whole deal.
Yeah. I mean, they were like introduced last year, but they didn't really do shit last year.
No, only over there.
Mm-hmm.
Now what they've done is started to bring them into Europe and here in the U.S. too.
Mm-hmm.
So ISIS, you know, which we all know, is funded by the CIA, and we had a lot, you know, to do with funding it and getting it started, you know, through our activities over there and the way we do things.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we can say the rise of ISIS, the rise of Russia.
Yeah.
Big, right?
Huge.
Russia jumped into the fight, pretty much,
into
the big fight in Syria. That was huge this year. They were being kind of quiet, but...
Then all of a sudden.
All of a sudden, they jumped into the fight. So we saw the rise of ISIS, the rise of Russia, you know, and China, true to form, has kept their shit down, right?
Thank goodness.
They still are, but they always do that.
Yeah.
They'll come in at the last minute
and
do their thing. But so we've seen that. We've seen the rise of ISIS. We've seen China. We've seen really close to World War III. I think we've gotten really, really close to World War III. Now you're not hearing a lot about it over there, these days. I haven't heard a lot about what's going on over there in Syria.
Yeah, I haven't
been
in a little
quiet.
Bit.
So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Who knows what the hell they're doing. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, that is one thing that we need to look out for and watch for next year is World War III.
You know?
I mean, another thing we've seen the gas prices go way, way down. We were really close. The stock market almost had a crash this year. It tumbled a bunch of points.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so all the things that we've been looking at that are headed towards this new world order or the collapse of America or society is, you know, we could see the progress that happened this year. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, there were, okay, how about the rise of the mass shooting?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The rise
of the mass shooting. So, I mean, how many did we have this year?
I didn't count, but a lot.
Yeah, we had
many.
We had
and one that was supposedly associated with ISIS somehow.
Right. We had the Charlie Hebdo shooting in France.
Mm-hmm.
Or we had the Planned Parenthood shooting.
Mm-hmm.
We had the church shooting there with the Confederate flag, the whole Confederate flag shooting.
Did you mention the on-camera one of the news?
Oh, quarters? The on-camera news shooting.
Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I know there were a couple college shootings, weren't there, last year? A couple college shootings. And then we had the big one over in Paris.
Yeah.
Combination bombing shooting.
Yeah.
Blamed on ISIS. And then we also, so there were two in Paris. They seemed to nail France. And of course, all the mass shootings in the U.S. were just blamed on madmen until the last one that happened in San Bernardino, right?
That's the one.
This is the latest one that they blamed on ISIS.
Right.
So,
yeah, that's what I imagine.
So in the last month, between November and December, the last 2 months of the year, ISIS has started to show their presence in the West.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So now they're blaming ISIS for this big shooting in San Bernardino, and they're blaming ISIS for the bombings in France. And those just happened kind of within a month of each other.
Yeah.
So we've seen it go from ISIS is over there, now ISIS is over here, all in the time period of a year. So we're starting 2016 with ISIS could be in the U.S., you know what I mean?
It could be, but I imagine we're going to see a lot of false flags that are going to be, oh, it was ISIS. It was ISIS.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just going to be random shit that happens. And it was associated with ISIS.
Right, right, right. I mean, you know, and Putin, he's emerged as the anti-New World Order guy, but we've talked about this. He's just playing his role so they can set up a war. There has to be two sides, right?
There does, yeah. I like him better than our fucking president.
Oh, I do too.
He's a badass.
He is a badass.
Don't fuck with that dude.
No, I like him. I think our president's a pussy.
Yeah.
He's Kylo Ren, you know?
yeah. And we got to see some predictive programming from The Simpsons manifest itself with Donald Trump. They had identical shots of him from The Simpsons and him in real life with this campaign.
Yeah.
It was like, whoa, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy, right? That was the next thing I wanted to talk about, was the rise of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, here's this guy. I mean, literally a year ago, what were you watching him on The Celebrity Apprentice, right?
Yeah.
You're fired.
Getting
you're fired.
Fucking roasted.
Yeah, you're fired, right? Yeah. Less than a year ago. I think that last season was a year ago of The Celebrity Apprentice. They made a big deal about it, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, all of a sudden, this guy has become a top candidate for president, a top runner for the presidential election.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. And some of the stuff he says in previous years would have gotten you banned off television.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, he's come out with the most outrageous things I've ever heard from any candidate in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But I love it. I mean, that's another thing we talk about, this whole rise of the presidential race this year. I like Bernie Sanders on the other side.
I do like him, too. I like listening to him talk.
As far as I was concerned, if he makes it to the primary, I would vote for him.
Yeah.
I would vote for him. And I think I said before, you know, the only way that's going to happen, though, is if something happens to Hillary.
Yeah.
And we can only hope.
Yeah, we can.
I should be, but you know.
Can't fucking stand her.
Yeah. But that should be interesting, the rise of Donald Trump. Now, also this year, we had the fall of a couple people.
Mm-hmm.
The fall of Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So now, I don't know what Bill Cosby did. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I mean, I think you and I and everybody can agree that was a staged. I mean, that was planned.
Well, it was more so last year, but
the beginning of this year is when
he was like
blew it up. Yeah.
Now, I mean, last year was when they were still sort of speculating. This year, he was fucked.
Blew it up. He's dead.
Didn't they take awards back from
everything,
him, and they took him off television?
Everything. They just ruined him this year. This was him and Hulk Hogan too. They got him this year too.
Yep.
I don't know what he did. Who knows? Maybe he didn't.
He said the N-word 8 years ago, and they found a recording of it.
Yeah. So, I mean, they ruined his career. This guy's trying to build, you know, himself back up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of who else bit the dust last year. I can't think of any other people, celebrities who had a fall. Can you? Oh, Lamar Odom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lamar Odom. I mean, we saw John Boehner get kicked out of the House of Representatives as far as being the speaker there. So the political scene got shook up a hell of a lot in 2015.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the government goes, we saw they passed the TPP.
Yeah.
Which, if you guys know about the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership, really big trade deal. that is going to change the way, you know, we do business here in America,
mm-hmm.
open up a lot of doors for labor to be taken out of this country, and gives a lot more control to corporations about what the world eats and what the world will buy and what the world can consume.
This was a really bad one.
It was a big one. Yeah. And this is Obama who pushed it through. I mean, he's been pushing his agenda through like gangbusters this year.
Yeah.
Just pushing it through, pushed it through, basically forced its way through.
Mm-hmm.
And then towards the end of the year, we had this big global climate summit.
Mm-hmm.
Which basically, now I haven't read through the whole bill, and they've been kind of hush-hush since it's over. But it basically, you know, it's allowing them to experiment with geoengineering for the, you know, for the climate change.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, that's not a positive thing.
Not a
positive thing. Now, one of the things I know that came out of it, a bunch of people came up and testified before, you know, during the hearings, that geoengineering was, you know, that, I mean, climate change was fake. Was
yeah.
Bunk.
Yeah.
The whole science of climate change was bunk.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, that we didn't need to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And everything would be fine. So I did see that there was a little resistance there. So, I mean, you know, I think they have pushed their agenda forward a little bit, a lot more this year, like
mm-hmm.
really heavily. Like you could really see how it spread up.
Yeah.
As far as what we've been able to accomplish, you know, as far as awareness goes, and on the food front, I think we've done real well.
Yeah, that seems to be moving along.
I really do. I see companies like Pepsi and the big companies are starting to they're starting to adhere a little bit to GMO labeling.
Yeah.
A lot of them are doing anti-GMO because they see that's what the public wants. A lot of them are going gluten-free.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are going more organic. I see they're putting out organic Gatorade now. I mean, even though it's probably a marketing ploy,
yeah,
at least they're trying, do you know what I mean, to
yeah.
look, you know, at least what we've done on the grassroots level is starting to affect the mainstream level.
Yeah, but so. It's still, like you said, even if it's just marketing, it still reflects the issue at hand.
Yeah.
And that's the one place I always said I see hope. You bring up a lot of these topics to people we talk about in the alternative media and people that are, you know, not awake, not aware. They say, oh, it's crazy, it's bullshit, it's crap. But what I do see being brought to the forefront and in mainstream is the issue of GMOs and the food that we're eating, and then gun rights. People don't want their guns taken,
yeah,
and people don't want to fucking eat GMOs. But like I'm saying, you could honestly, at this point, it seems to be, you could bring that in conversation with people that wouldn't listen to a podcast like this. Whereas there's certain topics you could only discuss.
And cannabis, too.
Yeah, and cannabis, too. There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, cannabis, you know, is another one that we've made great strides with this year,
mm-hmm.
over the past couple of years. Cannabis is another one. We see states that are probably going to put it on their bill for legalization, states you never thought would, like Massachusetts.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they're looking at least 7 to 12 states possibly going legal in 2016. We're talking
Ooh.
Legal recreational.
Hell yeah.
So that's a big progress that we've made on that front, because we're trying to undo a wrongdoing that they did.
Yeah.
Which was making it illegal in the first place. Do you
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? So that's a good one.
Yeah.
And I, like I said, I think with the food, we've made some real great strides. I think somewhat with the geoengineering, we've made
some
strides
yeah.
with the climate change. Yeah, people are starting to see it really manifest itself.
Mm-hmm.
in the world. And they're starting to ask questions about it.
It is something that's being brought back into play. And, actually, there were some celebrities that were bringing this this issue up. Even one of the Kardashians
yeah,
was actually
yeah.
made a little stir talking about chemtrails. Everyone was like, where the hell did that come from?
And
one
celebrities
of the younger
have been
ones.
Bringing up GMOs, and that's what's going to bring it to the forefront. Celebrities
yeah.
are big on GMOs, and vaccinations is another thing that came big this year. Now they're starting to force people to have vaccinations, right?
Yeah.
Remember the big measles
Wasn't
out?
That earlier on in this year with Jimmy
yeah.
Kimmel and his little fucking bit?
Measles outbreak and all.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's other people speaking out against them now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's been brought to the people's forefront, autism,
yeah.
vaccinations. And that's all because of the work that the alternative media has been doing. And again, it's great if somebody even just searching vaccines stumbles across some of these articles and starts to see what we saw. You know, yeah, facts exactly. Like you, dude. How did you stumble across this shit, right?
Yeah, yeah, I just stumbled across it. But then also, like everything with the food, it came out in mainstream. A lot of crazy shit came out in mainstream. That there's DNA, there's human DNA in hot dogs.
Right.
That bacon is as likely cancer to cause causing. Cancer as cigarettes.
Yeah.
And also that protein could be linked to Alzheimer's. Like
right.
This is all the stuff that was in on the television, you know,
right.
Like actually mainstream. And one other thing, when we talk about like marijuana legalization coming up and everything, they legalized ayahuasca in Washington. Did you
right.
see that?
Yeah. Oh yeah, we talked about
spiritual purposes in church.
Yeah.
I dug that. That's cool.
Yeah, exactly. And you brought up gun control. That's another thing I really think we got to talk about. That was the rise. That was the big issue this year.
Yeah.
Gun control.
And it's always kind of been an issue, but it was really brought to the forefront.
Yeah, I mean,
this
he's ready to do an executive order now. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly what it is, but I mean, all those mass shootings and everything has really, really pushed their issue of gun control.
Mm-hmm.
Almost to the point where some people are ready to start giving in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's a shame. Like I said, I'm not a gun advocate. I don't own one. I don't really care. But I do believe that people who want to have them should have them.
Yeah.
You know, with limits. You know, you shouldn't give guns to mental cases.
Yeah, of course not.
How do you determine a mental case?
But
well,
it,
you know.
It just sucks the way that they went about it. It's just all these false flags, all these false shootings, and then we got Obama who is... Then it's an easy sell from there to people who aren't really thinking that. Oh, so just how many times is this going to happen? How many lives are going to be lost, you know?
Right.
And if a lot of people give in to that, they say, wow, look at that. Obama was pissed, you know?
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's all part of the show.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they did this year. I mean, they put on a good show.
Oh, hell, it's been a hell of a show. It's been a hell of a year, really. It has been.
I mean, it really, really has been. I mean, what do we got to look forward in 2016? Who the hell knows?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've been predicting these things for a while, and we see it inching closer and closer and closer. And what we have to remember, it's a process.
Yeah.
You know, the only thing that's going to really change anything is some kind of giant natural disaster.
Yeah.
You know, and one thing we didn't mention is the rise of all the comets and asteroids that have been flying by the Earth.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't even think of that.
And the four blood moons this year, you know, all that kind
of
stuff.
A lot
right,
of
all
shit
the different
in the
right,
sky.
Prophecy stuff that happened, you know, that was supposed to be the end of the world or all these different things, but never happened.
Yeah, yeah.
But obviously, were different things that happen in astrotheological, you know, the other
mm-hmm.
sense, up there sense.
Yeah,
you know,
because there was a lot going on at that time.
Right.
An asteroid's supposed to hit, all this stuff's supposed to happen in the sky. And a lot did happen in the sky, nothing that, you know, endangered the planet.
Right.
But then, you know, you had to think about everything that went down, a lot of meetings that took place, a lot of things that were considered.
Well, how about
at that
finding
time?
Water on Mars?
And finding water on Mars.
And
yes,
admitting it, at least. They probably found it a long time ago, but
probably,
admitting.
Yeah.
Admitting water on Mars.
Well, you think just waiting for the right time to bring that
and
out?
And that Mars actually had life on it.
Mm-hmm.
They're just saying life.
Yeah.
They're not saying what kind of life, but Mars held life years
mm-hmm.
ago. So, I mean, those were big in space. I mean, we had some, they found big structures around a planet, remember?
Yeah.
We're getting closer and closer to the alien stuff. I guarantee you that. So that's another thing to look forward to. Maybe,
that's the only thing I'm looking forward
me
to.
Me too,
really.
Dude. That's it. Nothing else matters to me but that.
Yeah,
because that's
yeah.
the end game.
Yeah.
You know, we need to find out our real origins and the truth about where the fuck we came from.
Yeah.
Down to no more speculation, no more of these fake names. I want to know.
Yeah.
I want to see these motherfuckers. I want to hear the story right from them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I could see you like pushing a bunch of people through a crowd and be
listen,
like, get the fuck out of my way. How did it happen? Tell me.
Yes.
come on the podcast.
Right. I'm telling you, dude. That's all that matters. It's
yeah.
the fucking aliens. I want to know the fucking truth. That's
right.
it. And if that's where I want to go back.
So is 2016 going to be as significant of a year in terms of this furthering this agenda as everybody seems to be claiming that it's like as important as 2012 was
yeah,
to further
I do,
the agenda?
Yeah, I do, because of the presidential election.
Yeah.
I think
because,
that's going to be a big
right.
deal. I think that's going to make it a big deal this
mm-hmm.
year. And it was, you know, the one in 2012, that election wasn't that big of a deal. It was Mitt Romney,
mm.
and everybody knew
and
he was
everybody
gonna
knew
fucking
Obama
lose.
Was gonna fucking
he was going to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew from the beginning they were going to want 8 years of Obama.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, right. Me too. Me
mm-hmm.
too. So everybody, that wasn't that exciting. You know, yeah, the primaries and all that, the debates and shit, but this is great this year. I mean, you know, they got a climax. That was something good. So, yeah, I think the elections are going to be a big year. I think all the marijuana legalization, all that is going to be big. And I think we got to watch the war and the economy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And us, as the alternative media and people who are really trying to make a change and who want to live a different life, I think it's time we got to start thinking about leaving the Matrix. You know
yeah.
what I mean? And I think it's, you know, we just got to keep up the good fight with the things that we've been making progress on.
Yeah.
Like the marijuana legalization, like the food, you know, the GMOs. I think we got to work harder on fluoride and we got to work harder on chemtrails.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? and the gun control people, you know, I hope they keep their heads on. I hope they don't try to take the guns away, because that could really, really blow things up.
It really could. I think people are going to stay on the right track with that issue. People do not fucking like that when trying to take our guns. Anything, you know, it's like you said, any right that we've already been given, and then they want to take that back. Yeah, they should have never given it to us in the first place.
Right, right.
You know, if that's the way it was going to be, and like I said, that...
Trying to take abortion away from women now. You can't do it. You don't.
Yeah.
You give them guns, you can't take them away. You may be able to limit them. That's fine. You can limit now, but you cannot go in and take what you've already given them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll see how that works out. I mean, it's going to be an interesting year. I mean, I can't say I'm looking forward to it. As long as I can stay on the outside just kind of watching, I'm cool. You know, the minute ISIS hits my backyard, I'm going to be pissed. But, the minute I start seeing military walking down, you know, down my street, you know, I'll be a little pissed.
Yeah, I feel the same way. As long as shit like that don't happen, I'm down to just watch the show, watch
you,
it like a movie.
I'm busy fighting my own life battles.
Yeah.
I mean, we all have, and you too. Yeah. I mean, we all have our own life battles, and I'm sure all our listeners out there, we have our own life battles to deal with. You know, we have our own things to deal with in our personal lives. We have our own things to deal with in this fucking world. And the best thing that we can do is try and live and survive that the best we can and not be affected by this new world order shit.
Exactly.
Try to live, you know, the way we feel within our integrity. And if our integrity says don't live like society tells you, then don't.
Of course not.
Do you know what I mean? If it says, if your integrity inside your heart says don't get vaccinations for your kids because they're bad, then don't. Do you know what I mean? If your integrity inside your heart, you know, you got to follow your gut. And that's what I'm telling you. And I think people who are out there who are awake and who are aware got to really start thinking in this way, like preparing and getting ready for a new world. I'm not saying a new world order, but just a new world, regardless of which way you're going to end up going. You know, if you're going to follow the path into it or if you're going to try and go another way, you have to start preparing for that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just get yourself ready and start thinking about, you know, what you would have to do if you lost power.
Right.
You know, how much food, water would you need to survive? Do you need a bug out bag? I mean, do you have a vehicle that's good? Do you have an alternative vehicle in case your car doesn't work? You know what I mean? Do you just have these strategies ready and try to get the hell out of the matrix? You know what I mean? Yeah. Break out of the system as much as you can.
Exactly.
I mean, that's all I can say. And really, just try not to get involved and emotionally involved in this shit and look at it as a spectator.
Yeah.
As if you are watching a movie. As if you are sitting in that seat watching Star Wars.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? This is it. You're watching the Empire. Here, come. Yeah. You know what I mean? And you have to, because otherwise it'll drive you nuts.
It will. If
it'll
you get
drive
it,
you fucking nuts.
I think everybody kind of has gone through that little bit of the stage of the process.
Of your anger, you know.
You know, those that realize how much it does really affect us. You know, some people do just look at this as entertainment. Oh, it's one of my interests, conspiracy. You know,
yeah.
It's, you know, and that's I don't know. All I know is that you can't let it affect you too much. But, you know, be awake, be aware, know what's going on. But a lot of this shit, yeah, well, a lot of it is just show. It really is just it's
a
just
show
for the televisions.
Yeah.
So why not look at it like a movie?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Until it starts affecting you. Like, you know, like you said, I would tell you, you know, so shit, man. You know, you would say, I'm looking forward to World War III. I'd say I'm not. And you were like, hey, come on. You know where you live. You really think that you're going to see this shit going down exactly where you are? You know, I don't really think so.
No.
Not altogether. I mean.
No, it might. Maybe we're not that far from New York. Who knows? You know, I don't know. Far it's going to get. But then you get the fuck out of here. You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know, that's it. That's when you really start living moment by moment, day by day. You're thinking survival.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's what I'm saying. Get ready to start thinking survival.
Yeah.
You know? Stop being comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's not going to be comfortable forever.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's not going to be comfortable forever.
Unfortunately.
And there's a ton more we could have talked about. You know what I mean? But we only have so much time.
That's all right.
But our next podcast will be in a new year, in 2016.
Yeah.
That's right. So we'll talk to you guys then. How was your Christmas, by the way? Good?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I mean, to be honest, like my whole holiday was pretty much that huge show that I did in New Haven. And afterwards, like, it was kind of hard to be excited about anything else. Had some dinner with the family, things like that. But yeah, it's been a great December.
Yeah, mine's pretty been uneventful. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in my life right now, you know, personally. But I know it's leading me to where I need to be, you know what I mean? Like, which is free from my obligations and different things, so I can get going on the next part of my journey. So I'm okay with it, but it's just tough going through it all right now.
No, of course it is, yeah.
So, but, you know, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not.
You're tough, dude.
Yeah, you can't be afraid. You know, that's it. And if you got, if you look into the future with fear, then that's what you're going to get back to you. If you look in the future with hope, no matter how bleak it looks, just have some fucking hope that it can get better, and it will.
Yeah.
But if you if you're fearful and you don't think it's ever going to get better and it's only going to get worse, then it will.
Yeah.
You know, and even if the world outside you doesn't get any better, try and make your own world a little better.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all you can worry about. Anyway, absolutely. With that, truthisscary.com. Follow us on Twitter, @truthisscary with the underscores underneath between the words.
Also have some great things on Facebook.
Facebook, great, yes. Facebook page. Facebook.com. Yeah, I love our Facebook page.
Yeah.
I do have Instagram, but we don't really use it much because I don't like to take pictures on my phone.
Yeah.
And Periscope, just follow us, Kev Rock Entertainment.
Thank you.
Yep.
It's been a great year, brother.
It's been a great year.
Great series of shows.
41. This is 41 podcasts. We'll get up to 50 soon.
Yep.
You know, looking forward to a lot of good things in 2016. And we'll see you all then. Happy New Year, everybody. Peace.
Later.